May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes it happens when I hear people reading, all of a sudden, wow, that's a good one. And while Brian was chanting the song, verse 2 really caught my attention because it really does fit in with these lessons, but it also fits in with all of our lives, and it's part of the good news. If you, Lord, were to note what is done amiss, O Lord, who could stand? Well, the answer to that is no one, but because of Jesus Christ and because God has mercy, all of us can stand before God, not because we're holy, but Jesus has saved us. Mostly I'm going to stick with Ezekiel this morning because this is, I think it's a fun one in a way, but it's a teaching one, a teaching lesson for Lent. Basically, when God speaks, something happens. We know that from creation, the 7 days of creation. When God speaks, life happens. Just think of this, Jesus, the Word of God. Jesus is our life. Jesus is our eternal life. In fact, without the presence of God, the entire creation could not exist. So we know that God is present, because without His presence, we could not exist. The Old Testament lesson for Ezekiel and for us to learn is all about obedience. He says, the hand of God came about me, and He brought me out by the Spirit and set me down in the middle of a valley of dry bones. And we know that the dry bones are, let's say, it's a metaphor for Israel. But Ezekiel was willing. He would listen to God. Even through this, we know he was humble and very, very obedient, because he set him down and God says to him, well, mortal, can these bones live? And Ezekiel says, well, Lord, you know, not me, you know. So what happens next? He says, well, I want you to prophesy to the bones. Now think about it. What if you were in your prayer time and God said to you, prophesy to the bones? You're going to think you're nuts. Why would God do that? But Ezekiel trusted in his relationship with God, and he trusted God, so he did it. He didn't mind if he looked foolish. He did it. He was going to prophesy. But then here comes something really interesting, because God says, thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter into you. I will cause sinews, muscle, flesh, and skin. That teaches us right then and there that God alone gives life. Only God can create. God alone causes life. So what happens next? Ezekiel gets kind of excited. He says, so I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, and I like the way that you read this, suddenly there was a noise. It was rattling. Bones came together. In other words, wow, it worked. God can really do this. What God said is true. But there was still no breath. There was still no breath. So then God tells him again, well, prophesy, thus says the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. And Ezekiel was obedient, and he prophesied, and breath came into them. Now we know that Israel, like I said before, are the dry bones. And what does that mean? Well, they had left their God. They had forsaken him. They forgot about him. They lost hope. They didn't need God anymore. They could handle things on their own. But then they lost hope. And as God breathed life again into them, he says to them, I'm going to open up your grave, and not only open up your grave, which means in metaphor, let's say, our sinful lives, I'm going to bring you up from your grave, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. I will bring you back to myself. So how does God do this? Well, we know the answer. Through Jesus Christ. Jesus was the Messiah. So remember, when God speaks, something happens. And Jesus happened. So like Israel, we are slain by our own sins. But because we have Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in us, we have life in Christ. Total life with Christ. Eternal life with Christ. And just briefly, as far as the theme of obedience, Jesus shows us that he was totally obedient to God. He heard about Lazarus, his friend, being very sick, but Jesus knew that it wasn't going to lead to death, it was going to lead to more than that, lead to the glory of God. And so he says, no, we're going to stay here 2 days longer because God's word, God's will is we need to do things around here first. And so that's what they did. Jesus was also willing to face danger. He didn't care. He was on this earth for all of us, them and all of us. And yes, they tried to warn him. Warn him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you. Do you really want to go back? He's like, we have to go back because it's God's will. The purpose was to show the glory of God and give life back to Lazarus. We might be down, we might be out, we might have a hard month, we might have a hard year, we might just be totally devastated. There isn't one person here in this congregation that hasn't had troubles, either with illness or jobs, relationships, financial. But God is with us and God never abandons us. And if we can turn to our Lord and say, we're going to listen. We're going to sin, but we're going to listen. We're going to try to be obedient and glorify you. And in that way, we glorify God our Father. So when we think to ourselves, Lord, if you were to know what is done amiss, who could stand? We can say, because of our Messiah, because of our Savior, because of our brother, Jesus Christ, we can stand if we turn to him and repent our sins and truly do the best that we're able to do for him. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, this Lenten time, as we re-examine ourselves, our lives, our relationship, our worship, our faithfulness to you, we ask that you enlighten us. Have our imagination so filled with joy and peace that we can serve you, trust in you, and follow your way and your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.